Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? This is the voice of Filthy Tom Lawler here with Wrestling Observer Live. We are here 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific, Saturdays with Jim Valley, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, Sundays with Andrew Zarian at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. But today is Wednesday here on the show, as we will talk all the latest news in professional wrestling. I will be joined by the big boss man himself, Brian Alvarez, in the second segment of the show. We have plenty to get into here today, as we have NXT results from last night's show, headlined by a 25-person battle royal for a shot at Obafemi's championship, along with a big main event between Stephanie Vaquer, between Jordynne Grace and Julia for a shot at Stephanie Vaquer's women's title. Tonight, we have AEW Dynamite, tons announced. Ricochet and the Young Bucks team up against Swerve Strickland, Mark Briscoe, Speedball Mike Bailey. Samoa Joe takes on Claudio. There's two title eliminator matches. And we have plenty of other news, some movement in the Janelle Grant lawsuit against Vince McMahon and WWE. We have a new champion in the WWE that we could talk about. I'll tell you who that is coming up later in the show, and more. If you'd like to text us, the number is 425-780-7566. If you want to find old Brian Alvarez, he is at F4W Online on Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Did you know that he has cameos on sale? I knew that. Also, you can find him at Brian Alvarez on Blue Sky and X. I am Filthy Tom Lawler, and you can find me at Filthy Tom Lawler on Instagram and X. And we will be back in the next segment.
Not
Wrestling
bad,
Observer
Tom.
Live.
Not bad at all.
Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single-line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states and situations.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Filthy Tom Lawler here. Saw a lot of people talking about everyone's waiting for me to show up here today. I've been here the whole time. Tom wanted to do that opening segment. I thought he did a decent job, Tom. Except for two very important things, you neglected to mention that Tekla is going to be on the show here today. In the final segment of the show, she's going to be talking some of her art and professional wrestling, maybe some punk rock. I know Tom's pretty punk rock, and more. And also, at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern today, it is After Dark Radio. And ironically, last week we were talking about precognition, and if you have any stories of precognition in your life, I wanted you to send them to me, Brian, at afterdarkradioshow.com. I was flooded with them. Continue to send them, because we have a guest scheduled for the day, but I have a precognitive experience myself. So make sure you send me all your stories here for today. Everybody got it? All right. What's up, Tom?
Well, Brian, I didn't mention the main event, because I wasn't sure that the commissioner of this show had actually booked her.
I told you that the other day. Perhaps you'd forgotten.
Plans change.
Well, we got to talk about some news first and then NXT, which, you know, it's funny. I thought NXT was, like, great, absolutely great. And everybody's talking about the main event, which was a great match. But I don't know why everyone isn't talking about that Battle Royal. And granted, the Battle Royal, like, early on, it's just like your normal Battle Royal. There's a bunch of Evolve people and this, that, and the other thing. But the last several minutes of that Battle Royal was freaking awesome. It was great. And we'll talk about that and some other fun stuff, because there was actually a lot of fun stuff on NXT last night. But first off, looks like Twitch went down. Classic. Is yours down? There's always some. No internet. Am I on?
I can see you. I can hear you.
That's kind of weird. Says my internet's gone down, but somehow I'm on here. Oh, well. Federal judges granted Janelle Grant's request to file an amended complaint in her lawsuit against Vince McMahon, John Laurinaitis, and WWE. Grant is seeking to revise her complaint, originally filed in January 2024, to include details about WWE's settlement with the SEC over undisclosed payments, expanded allegations of abuse, the naming of alleged enablers, and efforts to obtain medical records from a physician she says was paid by McMahon. The defendants argued Grant's amendments were filed in bad faith to attract media attention. They objected to the inclusion of SEC findings and allegations involving Grant's treatment with McMahon's physician, stating they are irrelevant. They also claimed the delay in filing was too long. McMahon further posits that the amendments are made in bad faith, suggesting they are designed to capture media interest rather than strengthen Grant's substantive legal arguments. Judge Sarah Russell wrote in summarizing the defense's position. However, she rejected those claims in a ruling on Tuesday, stating the defense had not met the, quote, high burden of proving the amendments will unduly prejudice them. It is certainly clear, Russell wrote, some of Grant's proposed amendments include facts she knew or should have known when she filed the complaint, but her newly pleaded facts do not deprive defendants of their ability to timely assert that her claims are subject to arbitration. I accordingly declined to find her amendments are in bad faith. This coming on the heels of a lawsuit by, apparently his name is Carlin Kolker, which is one of those things where, like, it's just weird, you know? Like, from day one, it was just Carlton, 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 Carlton. And then, like, one day it was like it was in an alternate universe where it's actually Carlin Kolker. And, like, it's never been Carlton. So anyway, that was the latest. He filed suit against her attorney, citing defamation. So she has until May 14th, so they got a week to submit the amended complaint, and they're still waiting on whether the lawsuit will be moved to arbitration. And WWE has until June 13th to refile its motion to compel arbitration. Grant has until June 23rd to respond. This ain't wrapping up anytime soon. It's going to be a while. So, that's the latest. I presume no comment?
My legal team has advised me not to make any comment.
All right. AW Collision. Actually, we'll talk about the Dynamite and such lineup for tonight, because we have more tonight. They have now announced Samoa Joe versus Claudio Castagnoli, which we knew. A women's world title eliminator four-way, because why not? Toni Storm faces Thunder Rosa, Penelope Ford, and Anna Jay. And presumably if anybody pins her, they get a title shot. We've got Okada versus Kevin Knight in a continental title eliminator. The Young Bucks and Ricochet versus Swerve, Mark Briscoe, and Mike Bailey. Will Ospreay speaks, Hangman Adam Page speaks, and Jamie Hayter speaks. So a lot of speaking and also wrestling on the show coming up here tonight. The Collision show on Saturday, 341,000 viewers on TBS. They switched channels. They went from TNT to TBS, and they got murdered in the demo. 0.06, which is down 71% from last week. Although, to be fair, that had the NBA lead-in. It was one of the best Collision ratings ever. But it's still the lowest number the show has done in the demo since February 1st, when it went head-to-head with the Royal Rumble. They had the NBA playoffs as competition. But, yeah, tough when you change channels, even today, you know? I mean, it doesn't matter to a guy like me. I got YouTube TV. It'll record no matter where it's at. But I did hear from a lot of people that, where's the show at? It's not on the right channel this week. It turns out it was on TBS. So there you go.
Could have been a large number of viewers on Max as
yeah.
well.
I'm sure the Max viewership is exactly the same. And YouTube TV as well. Naito undergoing surgery. He'll have left eye surgery May 7th. I feel like he's had like 50 eye surgeries. And he's also going to be getting stem cell treatment on his right knee. He's had double vision in his right eye for many years, has undergone several surgeries. There you go. Now has issues with his left eye. So he hopes with his next surgery, he'll be able to see out of that eye as well. He says he has nothing planned out for the future. He wants to maintain his body before moving to the next stage of his career. Man, if this guy could get his body fixed, he'd be something else, dude. But that's the biggest problem.
He wants to maintain his body? It doesn't seem like it's doing too well right now. Maybe improve.
I think maintain the original one he was given.
Improve your physical shape, Naito.
If he could see and get his...
Back when he was doing the Stardust Press.
Yeah. Haven't been many of those in a while.
No, he was quite an athlete.
Now, what Bushi's going to do, I guess we'll find out.
But, well, let me tell you, Bushi doesn't need to do anything. This guy's loaded.
Bushi is?
Yeah.
What's the story on him?
He's married to, you know, maybe the heiress of Hello Kitty or something along those lines.
Is he really? The heiress of Hello Kitty?
I believe that's the story.
That's some money, all right.
He's not the only one.
I guess I've supported that guy here and there then, I guess. Wow. Pretty interesting. SmackDown Friday, we've got John Cena on the show. We have a number one contenders match with Jade Cargill and Nia Jax.
Oh, yeah.
Your top star on SmackDown, Tom, Nia Jax. And Jacob Fatu and Solo Sikoa versus LA Knight and Damian Priest in a tag match. Nia was moving a lot better this week after returning. So that's good. We'll see how her match is with Jade Cargill. Who do you think is becoming number one contender?
You know, I think there's going to be some sort of schmoz and we'll get a four-way.
Oh, God. A four-way? It'd be a three-way. Who are they going to add beyond these three?
Naomi.
Oh, God. You're probably right.
Who was holding up the title at the end of SmackDown as it went off the air, if you remember.
Well, they're obviously leading to a match between the two, but the big match coming down the road is clearly Jade and Tiffany. Back in a moment for NXT Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So this guy in the chat actually had a good question. So that match tonight, that title eliminator, he says, wouldn't it mean if anybody got a win, they got a shot at Tony? So, like, if Anna Jay pins Penelope Ford, Anna Jay gets a title shot? And I guess that doesn't make any sense, but it doesn't make any sense where you can have a four-way for a title and you can lose your title without being pinned, so presumably that is the case. Thunder Rosa pins Anna Jay, Thunder Rosa gets a shot at Tony's title. I think that's what it does mean. So, neither makes sense. But that's the way it works in wrestling. It's ridiculous.
Someone's got to win one of these title eliminators. Eventually.
It happens occasionally. There have been like three.
When?
In history.
Can you name them?
There was that one time Sammy Guevara won one, and then he went on to win the title.
Well, there you go.
That was a long, long time ago, actually.
Well, maybe that'll be covered in the new AEW book.
It is. There is a new one coming out.
Yeah.
Hey, did you watch NXT?
I did.
I liked it.
It was fine.
We had Joe Hendry, Hank, and Tank against Dark State, which actually was like a really fun match. And you look at like Hank and Tank, and it was only like a couple of years ago. They were green as grass. But now you put them in there with a team like Dark State, and they are grizzled vets. And I thought this was a really fun match. And Dark State isolated Tank, hit him with their finish, and pinned him. So their new finish is just two dudes throwing the third dude into a sit-out powerbomb, which is much safer than that thing that we did off the top. I don't know why it's still on you. Did the internet go down? What's happening? There we go. I'm here! Then we had, what do we have?
You might want to talk about this on After Dark. There seems to be some sort of interference.
That's fine.
On your end.
It's fine. Actually, good question here. Why isn't Saquon Sugars wrestling? Well, you know, when the match first started and it was everybody but him on the Dark State team, that was my first thought, like, why is the best guy on the outside? And then I realized the answer is, because he's the best guy. And the other three are green as grass, and they need reps. And so he's been around since, like, he's been around like 9 years or something like that, 8-9 years. He's good. So probably was best to get all of the green guys in there to, like, get some experience. So I think that's the issue. We had a segment with Carmen and Jada Parker, which I'll get to here in a while. Had a No Quarter Catch crew meeting. And then Kalani Jordan and Zarya, which I thought it was a good match. But it was weird because Kalani is a heel. But like all of her heat was basically a babyface comeback. Yeah, it was weird.
I was trying to figure out, I was like, wait a minute, I think Zarya is supposed to be a heel.
No, Zarya's a babyface.
She
her
is?
And Sol Ruka.
Okay, that's what I thought too, but then I'm watching the match and I'm like, there's no way.
Well, it was weird because like when Kalani had the heat, she was like making her babyface comeback in what was supposed to be heat. And then Zarya made a comeback. It was just weird. But anyway, F5 finish, Zarya won. And then we had the Battle Royal for the NXT World title shot. So we had a bunch of Evolve dudes, some TNA guys, some NXT guys, Trick, Ethan, and the final person to make their entrance was the Drifter, the former Elias from TNA. And so you've got like Ashanti, that 11-year-old from Swipe Right. You got Timothy Thatcher, Zach Wentz, Ridge Holland, Briggs, and
the first
Inamura.
Guy out, Lexus King.
Lexus King is out immediately. But the thing about this match is I have never seen what's his name here?
Sean Legacy?
Sean Legacy. He's a WWE ID guy. He's actually been around for like a decade. I've never seen this guy work. And like in the middle of this match, all of a sudden him and Trick Williams, or not Trick Williams, him and Javon, they're doing all these spots. And it was freaking awesome. These two were flat out awesome. And this guy got like eliminated. I was so mad. I was like, I want to see more of this dude. He was freaking great in this match. And, you know, Kofi always does a deal where, like, he gets thrown over the top, but he lands on pancakes, and he's kind of got the gimmick where he ends up back in the ring. Javon wasn't doing that, but, like, if we go back 30 years, because we're old, you know, Shawn Michaels was the first guy, really, that, like, you would try to eliminate him from a Royal Rumble, and he would do, like, a dramatic near elimination, but then he would manage to get back in.
He would skin the cat.
Yeah, and it was feet. it was new at the time, and so it was like, oh my god. If you look at it now, it's quaint, because like now everybody has to do that multiple times during the match.
Even I do it.
But it is now 2025, and I have to say, and you can get mad at me if you want, I don't care. For those of you on video, that's my response. Javon Evans is the best guy I have ever seen. I'm not kidding. He is the best guy I've ever seen at teasing getting eliminated. Like multiple times as a match. This guy gets tossed over and he goes flying. And you're like, okay, he's cleared the ropes. He's not touching anything. Like he's done. And all of a sudden, whoosh, he grabs that rope and he's hanging on. And he's a tall dude. So like his feet are barely touching the ground. He did this over and over. And every time it was like, oh my God, I can't believe he survived that one. And he got back in. He was incredible. And then they eliminate him. He's tossed. And at first I'm like, I'm furious because the winner gets a shot at Obafemi.
He was literally physically tossed
yes.
by Ethan Page and Ty.
Two men picked him up and they lift him so high over the ropes there's no way he can get it. And they freaking vaulted him. And there's like, he's done. And I'm mad at first. I'm like, God, again. And I'm looking at who's left and it's like, Sean Spears and Ethan Page, who's gotten multiple shots of the title. And then they got Miles Bourne in there. Like, well, Miles Bourne ain't winning. And so they keep doing all these spots and everything like that. And freaking Miles Bourne tosses both of these guys. And this place went nuts. Absolutely hog wild. And as mad as I was that they got rid of Javon, like when it was over, I thought, you know what? That was awesome. Because they should not do this regularly, okay? But like once every few years, you need to have a battle royal that some, he's not a rando, but like nobody went into this thinking Miles Bourne is going to win. But he did. And so now for like, they got a good few years out of this. Every time they have a battle royal, it's like anybody can win. And, you know, whatever you think of Miles Bourne doing his Randy Orton thing, they had a segment backstage later with him and the No Quarter Catch crew. And Charlie Dempsey is the leader of the crew. And they're all, you know, celebrating. Oh, man, good job, Miles. And then Charlie goes, yep, well, now we got to all work on getting me ready for that match with Obafemi. And they all stop and they look at him and they said, what? And he goes, yeah, I'm taking the match. We're a crew. You guys won on behalf of me. And he goes, I'm going to take that Obafemi, that big meathead. And as soon as he said meathead, the fans scream because they know what's about to happen. And up walks Obafemi. And now Charlie's like, oh, I opened my mouth. And Oba goes, good job winning. I will see you at Battleground. And Charlie goes, actually, you know, you're going to see me at Battleground. And Oba says, what are you talking about? I saw Miles Bourne win. And Miles steps up and he goes, you know what? I did win. And you will see me there. But you know what? I had an idea. Charlie wants to face you. Why don't you guys face off next week? And Charlie can, you know, he can teach you a thing or two. He told us that he was going to take your big meat head and he was going to, and Charlie's
gonna
like,
stretch him.
He's going to stretch your meat head. And Obafemi goes, oh, is that true? And Charlie's like, nah, you know, I didn't say that. And Miles goes, yeah, face this guy next week. He goes, you know what, Charlie? Maybe if you win that match at Battleground, will be a three-way. And I'm like, God, no. God, no! And then Obafemi, my hero, goes, no, I have had enough three ways. It's like, yes! So anyway, next week he's going to kill Charlie. And then Miles gets his shot at the end of the month. Miles was awesome in this segment. He was great! So anyway, at this point I was on a high from the show. I was like, golly, this is a great show. Then we had Jade and Carmen, which I'll flat out say this sucks, because every week I say the same thing and nobody listens. Why is Jada a heel? She cut a freaking heel promo. She comes in here as a heel, but there ain't one person that hates her. And so poor Carmen is like, she's making a babyface comeback. Nobody cares. They're cheering Jada as she pummels her. I'm like, oh my God. And so she's completely miscast. And then the last thing we have time for here is this main event, Julie and Jordan. This match was one of the best women's matches ever in NXT. And granted, Julie almost got killed twice.
Oh.
Although I watched the first one. Like, Jordan's going for a tilt-a-whirl, drop her on her stomach. And I think Julie in mid-move just got confused. And she was like, forgot what she was doing. And she got dropped on her head. But they showed a couple of replays. And I think she actually barely hit the top of her head and just sold it great. It didn't look like her neck was actually compressed. I thought the Michinoku driver later looked worse. But twice she got dropped on her head. And I was told today that not only did Julia say that she was fine, but she's ready for another match with Jordan because she likes these hard-hitting battles. But Jordan won. She's getting the title shot at Battleground. Golly, this match was awesome. Anyway, we got to go to a break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler joining us as well, and very happy today to be joined by Tekla, who is in the U.S. right now, in New York City, in fact, and a big, what would you call it, an art festival? Is that what's going on right now?
Hey guys, thanks for having me. Yes, it is not an art fair actually. So yeah, it's a bunch of art fans here, a bunch of artists. It's beautiful, and I'd call it an art festival. Yeah.
Yes, and didn't you do one of these during a Wrestle Kingdom week as well?
That's true. That was my very personal festival. That was in Tokyo, my third solo exhibition. So yeah, that's my most recent one.
Wow. Well, tell us a little bit about what you're doing, and I guess the other question is, are you a better artist than Lee Moriarty, who was the last wrestling artist we had here on this program?
Yeah, that's a close race. I really respect his work. He's very good, so I'm trying my best here because he really raised the level. Yeah, my work is, I'm just showing my newest paintings here, stuff that I was showing in Tokyo. It's basically about my life as a pro wrestler. I'm trying to find a language to translate what us wrestlers go through every day in the ring and try to visualize that for non-wrestlers, basically, or wrestling fans to, yeah, kind of enjoy what's going on, what's going through our heads, and everything from the dynamics and the movement. Just all of that on the canvas.
Now, looking at your upbringing, I mean, you did all sorts of things athletically when you were young, the gymnastics. It always says martial arts whenever I read about, but it never specifies. What martial arts did you do as a youngster?
I used to do kung fu. Have you ever heard of Wing Chun?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, and that's what I was doing. So I went from doing ballet professionally, more or less, straight to doing Wing Chun. I was like, no, we're done here. I don't want any more of that. And sign me up for the combat.
That's quite a transition from ballet to Wing Chun Kung Fu.
Yeah.
Now, so you did all of these different things, and then I believe you got a degree. Is that correct? This is all in Austria.
Yeah, I got my master's degree while I was in Austria. At the same time, I started out in wrestling and, played in punk bands, always doing a lot of things.
So the reason I ask is because that's a very eclectic life. That's a lot of different things. And then all of a sudden, you're a professional wrestler. You're a professional, professional wrestler. Did you always want to be a wrestler, or in the middle of doing these different things, did you discover the wrestling scene? And then one day it was like, my God, I got to do this.
Yeah, it's like that, actually. I think it was a bunch of friends just hanging out after a punk rock show. And we're all just like, man, we should all become wrestlers. And the next day, nobody wanted to hear anything about it. Everybody was hungover. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this. I think I'm going to be great at this. And that's what I did. So I signed up for wrestling school, started in the... And 8 years later, I'm in the States, you know?
And your original training in wrestling, I mean, you didn't do a lot of it in Austria, right? But, like, what you did was just, like, in the floors of these bars and such on these thin mats. It wasn't even, like, rings early on?
That's correct, yeah. The mats were super thin. It was just on a stage in a cellar, basically, in front of 200 hot Austrians. We didn't even have a ring. We were just bumping on the stage, basically. And that's how I started out. It was a lot of fun. It was very painful. But then a couple of years later, I got picked up by a Japanese promotion, Ice Ribbon. And that was basically during COVID times. And that's where I got really determined and really good.
So when you started out and you're taking bumps on these thin mats and such, I mean, once you got into this, did you start like really investigating? Like, how did you find out about Japan? What were your goals early on once you found that you liked it?
So after my debut, I was like, okay, I really dig this. This is going very well. And I just like everything about it, the crowd, the adrenaline. And then I just told my teacher to hook me up with his connection in Tokyo, because there was a similar promotion running something like our promotion, like underground wrestling. And they were just like, yeah, come over. Let's do it over here. And yeah, one thing led to another. And I was never really like, I need to be a professional wrestler. I was just always going where, you know, where my path was leading me. Just kind of going with a gut feeling, basically.
Now it's obviously, you talked about COVID, and we all remember COVID, but I also remember COVID in Japan with professional wrestling, where you went from, you know, 200 screaming maniacs on this stage or whatever, to Japan, where all of a sudden you weren't allowed to cheer. Nobody was allowed to make any noise during COVID. You had to be silent. And how was that transition?
That was terrible, to be honest. That was the worst thing about working in Japan. Everybody was sitting on their hands, and it was just very strange. First of all, we were working in front of no audiences, right? And that's really, I'm somebody who draws a lot of energy from the crowds. So working in front of nobody or people who aren't supposed to be loud and like cheer, that was really tough. But I made it a thing to try and, you know, get them to cheer anyways. You know, I tried to, the moment you could hear them like gasp after you did something great, you know, when they go like, ugh, and there's just this murmur going through the crowd, even though they're not supposed to. That's
your goal was to get them to break the rules, basically.
Yeah, basically. Because yes. I knew they're not supposed to, but if they just involuntarily do it, I knew I got them, you know, so... So that's learning to work, even though, you know, all the odds are against you, that just makes you tougher. So now I'm really happy that they're allowed to be loud again. That's really a game changer. Yeah.
Yeah, Thekla, I'm taking a look on the New Art Dealers website right now, and they have a few of your works presented up on there, and I love the description. It says, in her first American art presentation, Thekla depicts the hyper-violent world of Joshi Pro Wrestling with unapologetic flair. And
It is.
Yeah. Some of these works, we have Woman at the Garden, Fractured, God of Destruction, The Fighting Spirit. How long, looking at these, I mean, how long does it take you to come up with one of these paintings?
They're very different. Some of them I will finish in 2 or 3 days. Some of them take weeks, seriously. Basically, I announced my third solo exhibition sometime around September or October. And then straight after I announced it, I broke my wrist in a title match in Tokyo. And the problem was I hadn't finished any of my works, right? So I had this fractured right hand. I was just like, I got to do it. I already said I was going to do it. So basically, that's why the first latest exhibition was called Fractured. And the painting you're describing is also called Fractured, because it's the main painting of the last exhibition. And it's the first one that I really was proud of finishing, even though I was handicapped. So, yeah, I think the description is very nice, though. Ultra violent. Joshi Pro Wrestling World. That's why I definitely lived over there.
Do you have a favorite piece of work that you've done of yours? You know, many wrestlers obviously have a favorite match of theirs. Do you have a favorite piece of art that you've done so far?
If there's stuff on the website and it's on there, it's probably After Hours, because it's the last piece that I finished right before the opening of my latest exhibition. And it's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into that one, because it's a self-portrait depicting me after a big match, just sitting on a chair, just like broke and beaten. And you got like a, a lot of like tiny scribblings coming from the top of the painting, and there it's a very personal piece, and it has a lot of strong personal messages and dreams, and it's basically after a big match, when you're broken down and you finally arrive at home, and all the thoughts, like the like line of thoughts that go through your mind, and you let the whole experience go, you know, through you, and your body hurts, and it's all that. It's a very personal piece, and I feel like all the fans who went to my last exhibition really were drawn to that one, because you can feel that it comes from the heart. So,
you know, a lot of us grew up watching wrestling, and you know, we watched since we were little kids, and oh my God, I like this person, or I like this person, and then, you know, later you get into wrestling and you have these influences from when you were a kid and such. But you traveled sort of a different path. I mean, you weren't watching this, I don't think, when you were a little kid. Once you decided you would be a wrestler, I mean, who were some of the people that influenced you? I mean, what tapes did you find? Because very quickly, if I recall, like, you went to Japan, and like very quickly they had all these, you know, they have the newspapers and magazines and everything, and they were quickly listing you as like one of the best wrestlers. So like, you picked this up very quickly. Who were the people that influenced you?
I remember staying at the dojo, and I was always by myself, and so I had a lot of time for myself, and after training like 6 hours a day, I'd go back to my little room, and then you're right, at that time I didn't really know much about wrestling. I was watching WWE or, you know, stuff that was going on, but I didn't have that like extended knowledge of wrestling. And I was like, I need to know what Japanese wrestling is about. So I started to look some stuff up, and then I quickly came across the Great Muta. And then I started to watch his old matches, especially him against people like Inoki. And I was just always fascinated with not only his style, but also his storytelling and his weirdness. And it was just really, really cool to watch and very captivating. And that wildly influenced me to also think outside the box and do things that are more not only based on moves and just being good and solid in the ring, but also telling a story and being a character, like tell the whole story in a very special move set that in my case is all based on spider. Things, spider moves, and the way a spider just moves around in a web, and yeah, I would definitely say Great Muta.
And that's where the Tekla name came from. It was like an animated spider or something like that.
It is my real name, but it just fell.
Look at me.
You know. Yeah.
I don't like to break kayfabe here.
It's
you know.
Perfect, actually.
How about that? I did not know that.
Try to pronounce that last name, yeah. Brian.
I just, that's why we only use the first name. It's basically in here.
Exactly. Like, people are already struggling with Tekla because a lot of people think it's the TH gives a Tekla, which is incorrect. It's Tekla. Tekla.
At least I got that one right.
Yeah, you're doing fine.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So, I we got to head to a break here in a moment, but let's do another quick plug for the art show. If people are in the New York area, where can they go?
NADA Art Fair. I think it's in Chelsea. It's right in New York. So if you're around, catch me there. I'll be there all day.
NADA Art Fair. All right, we're going to head to a break. We'll be back in just a moment for the final segment, Wrestling Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Filthy Tom Lawler, and Tekla joining us here today. And before we go, yes, if somebody listening to this has not seen your work, your wrestling work, is there a particular match that you would recommend?
Ooh, yes. I would recommend, I had a big title match with Athena for the Ring of Honor title in January.
Yes.
So we had her over, and we started out as a tag team, and it was going well, and then we started to hate each other's guts, naturally. She called me a hussy, and then one thing led to another. Yeah, I know, right?
Terrible.
And but we had a phenomenal match, and she kicked the crap out of me, you know, and vice versa. But we ended up... you know, on good terms, and it was a lot of fun, and I'd definitely do it again with her. So if anybody's interested, definitely give that one a watch, I'd say.
All right, and you're at the NADA Art Fair, New York, and a lot of your art is up there. And before we go, let's get a quick plug for anything else, your social media, or how people can follow you.
Yeah, you can follow me, of course, on X, Twitter. That would be toxic_Tekla, which is T-H-E-K-L-A, and it's the same thing for Instagram, toxic_Tekla, T-H-E-E-K-L-A, and that's it, basically.
Well, I want to thank you so much, yes, for doing the show here today. Best of luck on the art fair and professional wrestling and all the other thousands of things that you that you apparently do. So we really appreciate you coming on the show today. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. Have a good one.
And, of course, thanks, everybody, for listening. We shall talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.